and welcome to the latest webcast from bestallinclusive.com. This is your host, Donna Evanolfi, and today I have the pleasure of speaking with Enrique Calderon, Chief Operating Officer of Grupo Posadas, the largest hotel operator in Mexico. Enrique, thank you so much for joining us today. This is such a great pleasure for me.
Well, thank you so much for having me here and giving me the opportunity to talk with all our friends that are living there, because we are opening the live Aqua Punta Cana, which is the first expansion of the brand in Dominican Republic. So we are so excited to share with everybody what this hotel is all about.
Yes, I am equally excited. This has been, it's only February and it already feels like another year. So before we go to Live Aqua, would you briefly review the four different brands under the La Colección Resorts umbrella? And then maybe just a little bit about what differentiates them, because they're so different.
Yes, of course. And within La Colección, that's umbrella that hosts the brands such as Fiesta Americana, which was the first family-oriented brand that was launched in the 90s, at the beginning of the 90s, at the late 80s probably. And the first hotel was the one in Puerto Vallarta. It was the first Fiesta American. And after that, we create an upper luxury brand that is Grand Fiesta Americana. I can hardly remark the Fiesta Americana Grand Coral Beach that now is operating on an all-inclusive and has the best spa and kids club of Latin America. But it's also upper luxury type of hotel, a typical food service hotel, but it's very family oriented. Then we have Exploria, which is a soft adventure brand that we have hotels in Cozumel and one in Cocunich, which is nearby the border between Mexico and Belize. And that brand gives you the opportunity to really have a connection with the nature and activities. It's like being in an explorer's villa, but with top-notch luxury accommodations and fine dining. So that makes an incredible experience. And then we have Live Aqua. Live Aqua, it's a brand that was created to conquest the guest by the five senses. So at the moment of you walking into a Live Aqua resort, beach resort or urban resort, you will start smelling this beautiful aroma that helps you to relax at the moment of you getting to the resort. And prior to your check-in, you start feeling the relaxation and the connection that you're entering in a different area. The lighting is always controlled in order to create part of the atmosphere, creating a certain angle of view that is also relaxing. You know? So we capture your smell, we capture your view. We also give you an herbal tea that is also relaxing, and in that case you take in your hands and you start feeling these herbal flavors that also give you a sense of relaxation. And at the moment of your checking, you start we provide the hand massage at the moment that you are doing the checking, drinking your herbal tea, and also the music and creating this atmosphere that also provides relaxation. So that said, all the Live Aqua has a different lighting, smell, music, and flavors for a different part when you're walking into the resort. So the idea is that you will be discovering these different scenarios that the hotel presents to you because of the differentiation of aroma and lighting and flavors and music. So it's a great combination. And,
nice.
And also, I mean, everything that we have in the brand is now in Punta Cana, which is interesting to establish all the standards that we have in the hotels in Mexico and go to different countries and find a way that you can replicate what we are offering to all the guests in Live Aqua.
Live Aqua just speaks to me. As someone who's focused a lot on wellness and spa, that is just sounds so wonderful. So that's a great segue. So let's talk a little bit more about the opening of Live Aqua. So you've been open, what, about a week now?
It's more than a week. What's February 1st?
Yes, okay. So just in time for Valentine's Day.
Exactly. And we're sold out for Valentine's Day.
That is awesome. So are they, are you running that resort at about 50-60% occupancy right now?
It's 45.
Well, hopefully by the end of the year, you know, we'll see resorts at 100% again. I know we're all hoping for that happen sooner versus later. So let's talk a little bit more about Live Aqua. What else would you like to share about that resort? You've been there, and I know you just spent some time there. I'd love to hear more.
Yeah, well, let me tell you. The Live Aqua Punta Cana is located in Ubero Alto, which is a very isolated area. There's a few resorts. But the beaches are so nice. The sand is like powder, and you can see the different colors of the ocean. So it's really a beautiful location. The hotel itself gives you a great welcome because there's a main building where all the activities, restaurants during the night are in this particular building, which is the same building that the main lobby is located. So you will find a beautiful Asian spa with the 14 cabins, two cabins are for couples, and a beautiful swimming pool looking all over the resort where you can have a different types of pressure waters, and that's what we call the surface swimming pool. All the therapists are trained as an Asian expert therapist. So you will find top of the line treatments in our spa. And as you're in Dominican Republic, we have a different restaurant that we have seven restaurants actually. We have one of international cuisine that also presents Caribbean dishes and a really traditional and very well known Dominican breakfast. And the main Dominican and well known dishes are also in that restaurant. We have a French restaurant, a Japanese restaurant that includes teppanyaki tables. We have Italian restaurant. We have a cevicheria. The cevicheria is a big palapa nestled in the sand of the beach, and you can experience all the Mexican ceviches and as well the Latin American ceviches. But we also have guacamole, pico de gallo, and all the most traditional and well-known dishes that we always love when we go to our resorts, either, of course, in Mexico, and we're including the good features of the Caribbean. We also have a Mediterranean restaurant. The Mediterranean restaurant is on the top of the pool club. This hotel has a pool lounge club with a huge bar and also includes a waiter within the swimming pool that can give you your drinks while you're in the pool, listen to beautiful lounge music. So that pool club is really awesome because it's the heart of the activity during the daylight. On the top of the Mediterranean restaurant, we have a moonlight rooftop. That's another bar where that bar opens at night, and you can experience the beautiful full moon nights and having a beautiful happenings, either cello or violinist, and mix it with a DJ. But it's also just chill out in order to stay there. We also have a Mexican restaurant, and that Mexican restaurant, believe me, is like eating in one of the best restaurants in Mexico City or in any resort in Mexico. You will find the most traditional dishes. And we found all the ingredients in PR to create the salsa, the moles, and everything is like in Mexico. And because we are a Mexican company, we are bringing the Mexican gastronomy to Dominican Republic. We also have cigars because cigars are very popular in Punta Cana. Dominican cigars are very well known worldwide. And we also have a very fine Dominican rums that you can pair with the cigars. So that's a great experience, and it's very local. I know that smoking is not healthy, but that's something that, I mean, one cigar probably won't give you a hard time, but that's part of the Dominican and Caribbean experience. So the people that love that, they will find that, because we know that they're looking for when they go to the Dominican Republic.
Yes, they are. That's a fact. And the piano bar just looks beautiful. It's so
much. It looks amazing. And also, you have the combination of the sound and as well the cascade that comes from the main entrance all the way to that bar. And we also have a different happenings outside that bar. So you can have mapping and a different musicians that give you like another type of night entertainment. So you will have the moon lounge, and as well outside the main building, you can have this experience where you have a music performance surrounded by mapping in all the buildings, which is awesome.
I feel like I need to leave and go there right now.
I spent 5 nights at the resort, and I was amazed. The rooms are quite nice. I mean, the architects did a great job. We have a closet that, I mean, you die for. You can stay like 20 nights, and all your clothing will fit in a closet. We have double vanity, we have double shower. We have separate shower from the toilet. We have a beautiful and very spacious terrace in the main floor with a swim up pool in all the rooms in the main floor. And in the second and third floor, you have this spacious balcony with a jacuzzi where you can stay, relax, and look for the sunset. I mean, it's truly amazing. And you have all the amenities of Molton Brown, which is the brand that is part of the Life of the Standard. So, I mean, you have a great shampoo, great body lotion. I mean, the whole space is amazing. You have your own coffee machine in the room. You have 24-hour room service. It's amazing. And you have your own mini bar. So, I mean, you're also. And in terms of your wellness, no, we have healthy options in all the restaurants. We also have a very well-equipped gym. The gym is quite big. We have also a new classroom. But for the people that prefer relaxation or not so demanding activities, we also have yoga and tai chi. And so you can have the sunrise while you're making yoga in the beach. So that's
well, just to talk a little bit more about that, I know that personalization and the guest experience is so important based on what you just said. It's evident. And I understand that you do have something called the AMA culture. Would you just touch briefly on that? Because I think that's really important.
Of course, and that's our culture. And we're so proud about that. AMA is attitude, magic, and action. And what this culture wants to create within our employees and our guests is that anybody at the hotel can create magic. The success of the resort relies on everybody in the team. We don't have rock stars in the team. And we don't have what we say that we don't have, because every success is a success for the team. And what we do is try to catch these opportunities to be part of their lives of our guests. So if we realize that you are celebrating your anniversary, your birthday, or you come in with your friends because there's a special occasion, maybe the anniversary where you were in college or something like that, we found those leads. in which you can look for more information for every that realize the gift that you're doing, and we start creating those magical moments, like they give you a very special sign on your room, or give you on a portrait of the picture of your parents, or I mean something that really stays forever in your mind. But it also, on the other hand, you will see sometimes the people in the front desk going to the beach and get together with the waiters that are working at the beach. That is a very demanding job because they are on a high temperature, they're wearing a mask, they're wearing the shield, and they're having, I mean, a lot of dehydration. So the people at the front desk, they go back and they bring them smoothies of strawberry and banana, just to and fresh towels, and they say, well, your job is so important to us that we want to give you this. So that's the way that each part of the team should recognize the relevance of the activity that any other parts of the team realize, right? And that creates a really teamwork. So everybody is working to fulfill the expectations of our guests. Uh-huh. And as you say, instead of having an operator number to call, we have a number to call that is called Your Wish Is My Wish. And that means that in our culture, we can say no to our guests. We have to find the way to say yes of any requirement that our guests ask. No? Maybe it will take a little longer, but we can say no. If you ask for a better wine, we can say no. If you ask for a different preparation of your meals, we can say no.
So I wanted to just ask you something else about that. One of the questions I had is, how has COVID changed the customer experience? And you pretty much just touched on that. Is there anything else that you'd like to add about how COVID has really affected the customers?
Well, yes, of course. I would say that, first of all, I would say that the main affectation was the tremendous flow of information that is very difficult to discriminate and see what everyone is agreeing and what is happening in the resort. The experience has changed in terms of probably you cannot be in the pool bar having shots with other guys in the resort and screaming or having such a great time and cheering, whatever, and meeting some other people the way that you used to do. And I know that not all the people want to do that, but the main thing that changed in the experience is the way that you were able to meet people and get conglomerated with that people. Right now, there's protocols that if you are moving into the resort, we ask you to wear your mask. Or if you are taking someone in the beach or the pool, you can take out of your mask. We maintain the safe distance in all the settings, in all the areas, restaurants, pool, beach, whatever. So you won't see in that, you won't see that difference.
Mm-hmm.
You won't have a volleyball and swimming pool games because we don't want that. I mean, different people mix each other and start.
Right.
And the possibility of getting contaminated, but probably that thing, you won't see it. In terms of everything is on your mobile phone, the check-in contactless. We have shields in the front desk, but even when we have shields, you have... It's funny, because when you see the employees that they're wearing the mask and the shield, and you were used to see everybody laughing, now you cannot see when they laugh, when they smile. Now, after so many times looking everybody wearing the mask, you can see that when the people smile, they have the wrinkles in their eyes.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the new smile in service. So that's one change of it. Your room is completely sanitized every day, so your room is like you are completely free in your room to do whatever you like. And if you move to your room to the restaurant, we recommend that you wear the mask because people feel more confident if you see that everybody's wearing the mask. When you get into the restaurant, you can take out your mask and you can enjoy the dinner without any problem, even room service and all the dishes thing. And I mean, you won't see a big change on the experience. The only thing that changes that has to do to get in contact with so much other people. You know, that probably there was something that you used to see in another resort after COVID. You know, that there was people talking in the pool and making friends and they were chilling and saying cheers or whatever. That's the only thing that you probably miss. That doesn't mean that you are not able to meet different persons, but I mean, you will have like that certain distance. But the experience in the resort, I would say that it hasn't been diminished.
Right, and so many more people want to travel. This is great information because we all know we have to do certain things, and I hope that it will change by autumn. But thank you for that. Thank you for covering all of that. To our listeners, again, you're listening to bestallinclusive.com with Enrique Calderon. So I wanted to wrap this up and ask you another question. I know you have big goals for opening more hotels. So what are some of the upcoming projects? What's next? Will there be a new brand on the horizon, new islands? I'd love to touch on that a little bit.
Well, of course, as we were talking about Dominican Republic, we have another project that will start construction soon, that is the Gran Fiesta Americana in Bávaro. Fiesta Americana in Corales. That is also in Punta Cana area. Mm-hmm. And we've been in discussions with with several groups of investors, so we see a potential to have at least 5 resorts in the next 3 years in DR. So it looks like we're going to make it. I mean, we're so thrilled to get into Dominican Republic, and the potential is great. We also see the opportunity to have a boutique hotel in Santo Domingo and probably a business hotel in Santo Domingo in the financial district. And maybe some other hotels within the small cities of Rio. We also have conversations to get into Jamaica, probably Aruba, but COVID doesn't have to close deals, so we're still looking and we're still having conversations with those investors. Once we have those live up and running, we are very confident that when the people see what we can accomplish in that resort, more contracts will be signed. But in Mexico, we also are almost finishing our new Nightmare Tulcán. Tulcán is a new development that is nearby Quilón. It's a beautiful piece of land with 2.5 kilometers of beachfront. So that project will have a live APA of 374 rooms and Fiesta Americana of 900 rooms. So we will have a little bit more than 1,000 rooms. Wow. Nevertheless, the live APA will be isolated in their own area. In a small bay, it's going to be an islands-only resort. But the people in the live APA have the opportunity to go to the Fiesta Americana and experience the gastronomy that is going to be available with Fiesta Americana. So in that complex, you will have more than 20 restaurants to have your gourmet experience. We're also going to have a destination resort that is going to be the Spa Tulcán. And that spa will allow 36 gallons, so it's going to be a beautiful spa. And you also have a huge meeting facility outside the property, but not attached to the resort, in the limits of the property, which allows to have meetings, events, and presentations that are going to be isolated in order to not affect the experience of the guests that are not part of the group. The Fiesta Americana is going to be a family oriented. We're going to have a water park. We're going to have a huge theme club and a very nice sports ride. So it's going to be, I mean, awesome. And we are expecting to open that new night Aqua in July. And the Fiesta Americana, we expect to be open to property in November.
Of this year?
Of this year, yeah. We're busy.
Do you sleep at all?
Well, that's a good question. Well, I'm keeping the place, but no, actually, I work very hard during the day, but we have a a magnificent team, and the people is great. So we have a good team, so we work with this passion, and of course, we work more than 8 hours a day. We do sleep. Passion to have this, and I mean, we're so excited to have it this grow. And working with new projects is a great adrenaline.
Yeah, you're creating so much. It's such an inspiration. So, will there be another Explorian as well?
There's a project of having an Explorian in Tulum,
okay.
In Tulum town. Probably that will be at the end of the next year. And also, we're working in another project nearby the airport of Cancun, so that we will have two more resorts that they're just about to start construction, like in a month or so. And we're also going to have another live aqua in Playa Mujeres in Cancun. So that's good things coming.
Wow. It certainly is. I'm excited about all these other openings, especially that new area. Well, Enrique, this has been a great pleasure of mine to speak with you about all of these exciting projects and the opening of Live Aqua. I appreciate the time, and I can't wait to talk to you again. I hope we could do this maybe in July when the other resorts get ready to open.
That would be awesome. And maybe by July, you will be vaccinated, and you can join me to the opening of Live Aqua Tucan.
That would be a highlight of the year. we're doing what we can to keep the news flowing and information flowing so that readers can see how dedicated all of you are to this travel industry, and I believe we will recover soon. So, Enrique, thank you so much. I appreciate this beyond measure.
Thank you so much, and looking forward to see you in July.